ทำสการท่านเจ้าคุณผม
I'll read these questions in the original form first, and then if ท่านเจ้าคุณถ้าไม่เข้าใจเดี๋ยวผมแปลเป็นไทย
ช่วยแปลด้วย
ครับครับคำข้อแรกนี่มันยาวมากครับเดี๋ยวจะคงจะตามไม่ทันเดี๋ยว
ต้องช่วยแปล
ครับเดี๋ยวผมอ่านเป็นภาษาอังกฤษก่อนนะครับ
ครับ
In your talkYou briefly touched upon the alienation between human society and the natural world, and the various kinds of conflict and suffering that arise therefrom. On the individual level, this split is manifested in Western philosophy and religion as the radical separation of body and mind. Once this split has been made,If the body is given primacy, it tends to materialism and annihilationism. If the mind is given primacy, it tends towards eternalism and the assumption that humanity has the right to dominate and exploit the natural world. The Buddha undercut this radical mind-body split by describing the mutual support and conditioning of vijnana and nama-rupa.However, having being brought up with Western concepts, this Buddhist description of our mental and physical nature can be quite obscure and difficult. Could you please explain and clarify this for us? เข้าใจยากใช่ไหมคร
ับเข้าใจเพียงแต่ว่าตอนท้ายนิดสงสัยตัวประเด็นคำถาม
ครับเดี๋ยวผมแปลทั้งหมดไหมครับ
ครับแปลทั้งหมดก็ได้จะได้ชัดขึ้น
ในการแสดงธรรมของท่านเจ้าคุณดอนบายท่านได้พูดถึงเรื่องความแปลกแยกระหว่างสังคมมนุษย์และธรรมชาติและความขัดแย้งและความทุกข์ต่างๆที่เกิดขึ้นจากความแปลกแยกนั้นในระดับบุคคลความแตกแยกนี้ปรากฏในปรัชญาตะวันตกและศาสนาในรูปแห่งความแตกแยกระหว่างกายกับใจเมื่อความแตกแยกนี้เกิดขึ้นแล้วถ้าให้ความสำคัญกับไฟกายมากไปมันก็นำไปสู่วัตถุนิยมและอุเฉททิฏฐิถ้าให้ความสำคัญแก่จิตใจมันก็นำไปสู่สัสสัทธิทิและความเข้าใจว่าและความเชื่อว่ามนุษย์มีสิทธิ์ที่จะพิชิตธรรมชาติพระพุทธองค์ได้แก้ปัญหานี้ด้วยการอธิบายความอิงอาศัยกันของวิญญาณและนามรูปแต่ว่าสำหรับพวกเราที่เติบโตในสังคมตะวันตกก็อยู่กับคอนเซปต์ของชาวตะวันตกแล้วการอธิบายธรรมชาติของมนุษย์ในแง่ของความสัมพันธ์ระหว่างวิญญาณและนามรูปเป็นสิ่งที่เข้าใจยากฉะนั้นข้อสุดท้ายก็คือข้ออธิบายแล้วก็ชี้แจงในเรื่องนี้ข้อหลักคือในเรื่องความสัมพันธ์ระหว่างวิญญาณและนามรูปครับครับ
ก็คำถามของท่านก็ยากนะฮะ
ครับ
เรียกว่าถาม the law of dependent originationก็อันนี้มันก็มีกระบวนการที่พระพุทธเจ้า
ก็ขอการครับนิมนต์ลองพูดภาษาอังกฤษก่อนครับ
Your question points to the law of the dependent origination. It is a delicate law. The relationshipAnd the conditionality between vijnana and namarupa. Namarupa is treated as one. But this one consists of two. You can see that in Pali, Namarupa is a singular form. This means it is treated as one. We can see this in the same way as the Dhamma Vinaya. Dhamma Vinaya consisting of Dhamma and Vinaya, but the term itself is treated as singular one. Now Nama Rupa is the name or mentality or mind, and Rupa is form or corporeality or body. And this means the body and mind are treated as one. And now in the dependent origination, first it is the explanation of how dukkha arises, and the process of the paticca-samuppada or dependent origination is not just the law of cause and effect that is in sequence of time. There are about 24 ways of conditionality or relationship. This is explained in the Paṭṭhāna of the Abhidhamma, or the last scripture, the last book of the Abhidhamma, Paṭṭhāna, treats on the 24 ways of conditionality, or 24 conditions. And now, when we speak of any factor in the dependent origination that conditions the other factor, we should not think only in terms of sequence of time. This being that arises, this is the general law. We see this before we go on into the example of avijja paññā saṅkhārā. This being that arises, it does not mean that this arose before that one. And now, another way of understanding the paticca-samuppada. And now I am going to speak about the way to understand it as a whole. First, not in sequence of time, but by a way of conditionality in many aspects. Sometimes the conditions is at the same time as the happening or the occurrence. And the other point that should be understood is that it does not mean that that factor arises and then the other factor as a whole also arises, but it means also the way or the mode of arising, or the when this is in such way and the other is in such way. And this, for example, when we say vinyana pachayana marupang, we should not think that vinyana arises and then namarupa arises. That is the first point. And then the second point, not that vinyana arises and then namarupa arises. It does not mean that namarupa does not exist and vinyana arises and then namarupa arises. But we can mean that vinyana arises in this way and then namarupa arises in that way. I'm not sure whether you can follow me. There are 2 points now.
Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two points now.
Sorry?
The first not in sequence of time. And the second point is that it does not mean that before this and this or that point, this does not exist. But it means that this becomes in this way and that becomes that way. You have a question?
Oh, I understand what he's saying. If for some of you that's that last point is unclear, what I understand Tanjakun to be saying is that it's not there is vinyana and through vinyana there is namarupa, but at a particular moment the vinyana that arises conditions the particular is conditioning the particular namarupa that is arising at that moment. So the particular form of the vinyana and the namarupa at any particular moment are in a conditioned relationship. Not that there it's not talking about the existence of one conditioning the existence of another, but the particular vinyana and the particular namarupa at a particular moment.
And even the particular character of the vinyana conditions the particular character of the namarupa also.
Tantakun ko nimon yok tuwa yang pua hai tham tay hin ngay khun yang.
To make it more concrete, we have this consciousness, and whenever we have a consciousness, it takes conscious of something in some way only. When we see something, you see something, it does not mean that you see it or become conscious of it in every way or every aspect. We become conscious of something in only one or another way, another aspect, such as we are conscious of the pillar. We are conscious of that pillar. Now we have a vinyana, right? Vinyana. But when you are conscious of the pillar, you have one meaning in your consciousness. We are conscious of that object as a pillar or as concrete or as something. This is a particular consciousness or particular aspect of consciousness. When your consciousness being this way, then the nama-rupa, this is the whole the whole organism. Can I use the term organism? It to include both mind and body. The whole organism will be conditioned by that consciousness. In that particular way, when we have consciousness of that pillar. I used to take an example of a tree. Now, three or four people come to the tree. One man, he is followed by a tiger, for example. One man is followed by a tiger. Liu Wing Tam, chased him. He's chased after by a tiger. He looked at that tree in one meaning. He is conscious of that meaning. What is the meaning of this for this man? It is something for him to climb up to be free from the tiger, right? Another man come. He is looking for fuel. He look at that the same tree in another meaning. His consciousness is not the same, right? He is conscious of the tree as wood. And then there may be another man coming. Looking for something for building a house. He is conscious of that tree. He look and see through his eye, but his meaning is not the same. And he is conscious of the tree as some thing for building his house. And the consciousness of these three persons conditions his whole organism in different ways. This is an example of the conditionality between consciousness and nama rupa. Therefore, him.
I think sometimes the doubt arises when this process takes place of vijnana and nama rupa. When it is simultaneous. It occurs at the same time and always together, inseparably. Sometimes we wonder, then why does the Buddha separate into vijnana and nama rupa when he is explaining, if they always arise and pass away together?
On vijnana, I am not sure that I can catch your word.
ในการที่วิญญาณในนามรูปยอมเกิดขึ้นพร้อมกันแล้วก็ดับไปพร้อมกันแยกออกจากกันไม่ได้ยิ่งเกิดความสงสัยว่าถ้าเป็นอย่างนั้นแล้วทำไมพระพุทธองค์จึงทรงแยกว่าเป็นวิญญาณและนามรูป
อันนี้ก็เป็น another point that should be made clear even the usuallyWe know that vijnana is now included in nama rupa, right? Vijnana has been included in nama rupa. Why the Buddha separate vijnana from this nama rupa, right? It is a way to explain also. Sometimes in sequence of time, sometimes not in sequence of time. We point to a particular factor right now. If it is in sequence of time, we point to the particular factor, particular point or particular already, particular เป็นเหมือนว่าองค์ประกอบในแฟกเตอร์นั่นทีนะ we point to a particular piece in that factor ทำนองนี้นะ this mean in the previous moment the Buddha points to only the vijnana in that whole nama rupaOnly the vijnana, but that vijnana is the condition for the arising of the whole organism of the nama rupa in another or in the following moment. ขอเข้าใจไหมฮะ Because he does not need to speak of the whole nama rupa in the previous moment. He speaks only of the active agent in that nama rupa, that is the vijnana. I refer back to the three persons who look at the tree. At the first mentioning, we point to the consciousness only, right? At that moment, we do not speak of the whole nama rupa, but we point to that particular agent in the whole nama rupa, because it is the one that is the conditioner itself proper, right? That is the vijnana. In that nama rupa, it is this vijnana that will conditions the nama rupa as a whole in the next moment. Therefore, we speak of the vijnana, not the whole nama rupa. That whole nama rupa. Now, in that particular moment, will be the same. What we may say, the whole, the past can be said to be something like passive, right? The active part is vijnana, and the vijnana being so, then the nama rupa. In the following moment will be conditioned by that vijnana. Now it is not the separation, but it is only to point to the conditioner or the ไม่เรียกว่า factor จะเรียกอะไรอะไรที่มันเรียกกับ factor นะฮะคือมันเป็น factor ใน factor อีกที the particular factor in that
Sub factor
or something like that. It is that one that conditions the whole factor, the whole nama rupa. ไม่ทราบพอจะเข้าใจชัด
ครับ
ก็มีนี่แหละฮะมันจะมีแง่มุมที่จะต้องทำความเข้าใจก่อนหนึ่งIt does not mean that it conditions in the sequence of time, not necessary. As we write something on the blackboard, there are conditions for the arising of the letter A, B, C, D on the board.And what are the conditions? the man who writes, the chalk, the piece of chalk, the color, and the color of the chalk and the color of the board, that are in contrast with each other, or at least different from each other. The temperature, the moisture or something like that, to keep the chalk together, and so on. All these are conditions for the arising of the letter ABCD. You can see that some conditions may come before other, but some are at the same time. But without those conditions, we cannot see the letter ABCD, and we say that no letter arise or something like that. ไม่ทราบถ้าเจ้าของคำถามจะพอใจอย่าง
ครับเปลี่ยน
แล้วนะ
ครับเดี๋ยวกลัวคำถามจะไม่หมดครับ
อ๋อเยอะ
The next question, is it possible, using the Dhamma, to live under a capitalist system and not see others as either adversaries or prey? Ben by Dime Kap teacher you by Dai Rabob.ทุนนิยมด้วยไม่มองคนอื่นเป็นปฏิบัติหรือเป็นเหยื่อด้วยการใช้ธรรมะ
At least we should make the society under that system better or we should try to balance it with the attitude or the virtues of giving, right? ThereforeWe should be aware that under this social system, the people will become in such way. And I think this has arisen. Yeah. It is the conditions of the society as we see now. But what can we do?If we can go beyond this system, it is good, but I do not think that we can surpass this kind of society very easily. It is very difficult. But at least we should try to make it less dangerous as possible หรือว่าให้มีผลร้ายน้อยที่สุดเท่าที่เป็นไปได
้ to lessen or to make the ill effects of it as little as possible
that is to make it to balance we canKeep it, or try to keep it in balance by developing people to not only to think of getting or gaining, but to balance it by the thought of giving. Right? Therefore, Thana should be even more stressed in this society, I think. And then when we teach people to think of giving and or to seek happiness by giving, right? And then it can be balanced, I think. Yeah. And people will not only think of other people as competitor of prey, but also as fellow beings, and see other people with understanding, with loving kindness and compassion. I think the at least for some people, or even the same people to some extent, this virtue can be developed, I think.
How much of the sutta and Vinaya Pitaka seems authentic to you? What parts seem more authentic than others?
It is very difficult because it is a matter for scholars. Yes, for example, Pali scholars to argue with one another. I do not think I can be the person who make the decision. But I think we can refer to the teaching of the Buddha that he himself, the Buddha himself, laid down something like a criterion, right? Criterion for deciding this, is this the teaching of the Buddha or not? Such as the two kinds of Mahapadesa. I think you know about this. Even the Buddha himself, he foresaw, something that would happen in the future. Therefore, he something like laid down the Mahapadesa, or he taught it. And then we can use this Mahapadesa, what is the
four great standards. The four great standards.
Four great standards. At least we use the reason of concord among the teaching. We have the principal teaching, right? And the particular points of teaching should be in accord with the main one, the principal one, the main principle. The point of concord with the main principle and the accord with the main objective or the goal of Buddhism. This is, I think, this is the general way of making a decision. But for Pali scholars, they will say in another way, such as by way of historicity, by way of history, which with the scripture should come or should be compiled later or not. This is the matter for Pali scholars. And then they differ among themselves, therefore it is the matter for a long discussion, I think. But, okay.
ที่เห็นว่าใครมีความคิดเห็นที่ขัดกับพระไตรปิฎกในส่วนไหนมักจะอ้างว่าส่วนนั้นเป็นสิ่งที่พระในสมัยหลังแทรกเข้าไปหรือไม่ใช่พุทธวจนะ ไม่ทราบว่ามีหลักฐานอะไรบ้างไหมครับที่เราจะเห็นชัดเลยว่าพระในสมัยต่อมาได้ ได้แก้ไขและได้เปลี่ยนแปลงและได้ตัดบางส่วนออกจากพระไตรปิฎกหรือเอาบางสิ่งบางอย่างเชื่อมเข้าไปมีหลักฐานไหมครับหรือเป็น
ไม่มีไม่เจอหลักฐาน We I think the teachers in the ancient Thai were very อะไรเขาเรียกว่าเอาจริงเอาจังมากถือสำคัญมาก We got that itDeep it very important thing to keep the teaching pure.
Very, very scrupulous.
Right. They were very scrupulous. They took strong action. I think all of us know about some traditions.That develop later also, but even among those scholars now, in the Mahayana and Theravada country, even in the Mahayana country now, you can see that they say, "Oh, the Pali scripture, the Pali Tipitaka is the original, at least most original, right?" I read a book.By Gōken Mizuno in Japan, a Mahayana scholar. The book is entitled I do not remember the title of the book, but it has the word Sutra. It is in the title. AndHe tried to analyze the scripture, and he also said that now, the Mahayana scholar in Japan, regard it as important to study the Pali Tipitaka.For many reasons, but at least they accept that the Pali Tipitaka is the most original one. It is very difficult to say decisively, but at least we can say that it is the most original one. And we do not see.We cannot decide that, oh, this part is later addition or something like that. Even some teaching that we see as influenced by the former Brahmanic teaching. Someone might say, oh, this should be something added. But I think there is some meaning.You can see the Mahasamaya Sutta, Atanatiya Sutta. It may be that we have our own criteria and then make the decision, oh, this is not the Buddha's teaching. It has been added or something like that. But if we deprive ourselves of that personal criteria, our own criteria,And make our own mind more open. We may see the reason why this sutta is included, such as Atanatiya Sutta. If you read the Atanatiya Sutta, you may think, "Oh, why? Why is this sutta included? There is almost no dhamma at all. It is the mention of."The gods, the ancients, the demons, so on, from the background of the Indian society of that time. But how has it been added or included? I think there is reason. At least it is the way to connect or to relate or to เรียกว่าเชื่อมโยงเชื่อมต่อ connect ฮะ connect those who begin to step up into Buddhism or something like that.It has a meaning in a Buddhist way, not in other way, in a Buddhist way also. จะพอเข้าใจไหมเนี่ย
Next question. How can humans who are fully developed in the ways you described?Wisely help others. มนุษย์ที่ที่ได้พัฒนาตัวเองจนถึงที่สุดแล้วจะช่วยคนอื่นได้อย่างไรหรือควรจะ
ควรจะช่วย
หรือว่าโดยปกติท่านจะช่วยอย่างไร
Yes, the way of helping other peopleIs various. For the fully developed people, I think they would think of helping through wisdom first, how to develop people in wisdom, because wisdom is the factor that makes the person theDependable or can depend on themselves. This means to pung ton eng dai, self-reliance. Right? Therefore, this is the key virtue to help other people to develop wisdom in themselves. Therefore, the giving of dhamma is help the most important way of helping people.And this is the reason why the Buddha himself went everywhere to give the Dhamma, to develop wisdom in the people, or to help people to develop wisdom in themselves. And then to teach people to help one another. Yeah. First, to...make people self-reliant or can depend on themselves พึ่งตนเองได้ and then to teach them to help one another and then for the other people who were in the stage of developmentThey can help other people by different way. You can see in the Sangha Wattu. First, help by way of material things. This is dana or than, to give material things. And then help by way of words, good words. That is the words of advice, how to solve the problem, to givewisdom also through words, to teaching. This is also the way of helping people. And then helping by way of labor. The
service.
Service, right, through service. Yeah. And then helping by way of keepingThe dhamma, the justice, and so on. Yeah. You can see this in the Sangha Wattu, the four bases of solidarity or something like that. Thana, piyavaja, tatriya, samanatata. Samanatata is also very important to keep the equality, justice,or something like it in society. Am I sound talk to you
about? This fourth point in Sangha Wattu seem to be different interpretations of it. Sometimes it is translated as meaning impartiality, like helping other people but not having favorites, being even with all people. What in your opinion is the correct translation?
Or the samanatata. Yes, it is also one meaning of it. But I think the meaning of samanatata is broader than that. Because the samanatata is based on upekkha. We have the virtues of action in the sanghavattu, four in number. And then we have the virtues in the mind, in the Brahmavihara. Right? In the Brahmavihara, we have virtues in the mind numbering four. Metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha. Metta, loving kindness. Karuna, compassion. Then mudita, sympathetic joy. And upekkha, equanimity. But what is equanimity? Oh, this is a point that should be made clear also. Metta, karuna, mudita leads to the good relationship between and among persons, among people, among individuals, right? But we have the last one, upekkha. To keep the relationship between people in good terms with the Dhamma. This means whenever the relationship between people will affect the Dhamma. The Dhamma means the natural law, the law of truth, the principle, and the human law that is based on the natural law, the law of truth. Then the relationship between people has to stop to give the opportunity for the Dhamma to work. And this is upekkha. Upekkha is the relationship between people and the law, whether the law of truth of nature or the law of man. That is based on the law of nature. Whenever the relationship among people affect the law of truth or the principle, then we have to stop the relationship and between people, and then we have to do according to the law. And then this is upekkha. Upekkha means we do not intervene, and we let the law, the principle, work. For example, if a person succeeds in something, we should be sympathetic, and we have joy, sympathetic joy with him. We have congratulation or something like that, right? This is mudita. We practice mudita, sympathetic joy, when another person succeeds. But if a man succeeds in stealing money from other people, we do not practice this sympathetic joy. This sympathetic joy, the expression of the sympathetic joy have to stop. Because now it is not only the relationship between people, but it means that this relationship between people will affect the law, the principle. Just as the law of justice, right? Therefore, we have to stop. It is the law, ethical law, something like that. And then we have to do according to the law of justice or law of ethical law. And now, upekkha is expressed eminently in samana tatta. In samana tatta, what is the sangha vattu? Sangha means to keep together, right? Sangha means to keep together, to ก็เรียกว่าทำให้เกิดเอกภาพ
create unity
a unity yes it is the principle of unity unification now we have ทานปิยวาจาทัจริยา people help one another they can live together well through ทานะ giving of material things and ปิยวาจาGood words and atthajiriya service, but you can see that in the first three, it is the relationship mutual, that is mutual from one to another, than giving to another one, piyavaccha from one to other atthajiriya.This one help another one, right? Now, we do not stop only at the action between two parties. We go to the last one, samanatata, to be together. To be in harmony and living together. กลมกลืนกลมกลืนนี่จะมีคำอื่นไหมฮะที่เข้าไปเป็นอันเดียวกัน Toyes, to thana, giving, priya vacha, good words, and service, we can live together and they lead to unity. But the real unity will not be completed without the last one. That is the way to make people...harmonious or กลมกลืนเนี่ยจะใช้อะไรดีฮะกลมกลืนเลย
ใช้คำว่า assimilated ได้ไหมครับ
คล้ายๆอย่างนั้นนะ The last one of samanatata is the way to make people come together harmoniously and become one united to be อะไรนี่เรียกว่า confluent อะไรที่ก็ไม่ได้
assimilated ก็ได
้ assimilated or something like that but in order to be so we must have equality samana means equality แล้วก็ไม่ดูถูกกันไม่ดูถูกกันเลยฮะ
not looking down on or having contempt
not The way of equality here means not to look down on other people, not to have contempt. And then, ไม่เลือกที่รักผลักที่ชัง
To be impartial.
Impartial นี่แหละใช่ไหม No, ไม่เลือกที่รักผลักที่ชัง Impartiality. แล้วก็ไม่เอาเปรียบกัน
Not to take advantage.
Not take advantage of one another. You can see that these three are aspects of this virtue.เพราะฉะนั้น impartiality ก็เป็นส่วนหนึ่งใช่ไหมฮะแต่มันจะแสดงชัดถึงอุเบกขาอุเบกขามันจะมารองรับนี่อุเบกขา or equanimity but I'm not sure whether it is the right or perfect rendering of อุเบกขา because อุเบกขา here is the virtue towards other people อุเบกขา is of different meaningUpekha towards the Dhamma, Upekha towards other people. It is here Upekha towards other people. And it is connected, or it even connects people with the Dhamma. This means the relationship among people will be kept in the right way.through upekkha because they are based on upekkha, on the dhamma, on the relationship with the dhamma. Good relationship among people must be maintained in the good condition by relationship with the dhamma. And upekkha keep dhamma works in the human society. And it is expressed in the living of together of the people to equality, impartiality, not taking advantage of one another, something like that. เห็นพอเห็นไหมฮะว่ามันเป็นประเภทเดียวกัน This is the expression of upekkha, impartiality, not taking advantage of one another, and equality. จะชัดพอหรือเปล่าครับขอบคุณครับแล้วตอบคำถามหรือยังไม่รู้เข้าได้เสียแล้วได้ตอบ
Could you talk about the pros and cons of both solitude and community? ขอให้ท่านเจ้าคุณได้พูดถึงคุณและโทษของการอยู่คนเดียวกับคุณและโทษของการอยู่กับหมู่คณะ
อ๋อครับ I think both of them have good side andจะเรียกว่าแบดสายก็ไม่ถึงก็ถูก เรียกว่าอะไรนะ both positive and negative side I think but we have to consider this on the basis of some other factors first the development of the personFor some people, they need solitude in order to develop themselves. At the time they need solitude, it is good to them, good for them to practice solitude. At that time, if they are เรียกว่าบุญกับ community เรียกอะไรฮะวุ่นยุ่งกับเรื่อง if they for this person if he is engaged in the activities too much in the activity of community he cannot develop himself at least during that period of time therefore for that person solitude is prescribedThis is one. This is concerned with the development of a person. Therefore, we cannot say decisively. We cannot make the decision in only one way. หมายความว่าพูดลงไปเด็ดขาดอย่างเดียวไม่ได้เข้าใจไหม We cannot say so. We have to speak conditionally.For this person, or because of this and this reason, because of the reason of his development, therefore we should prescribe for him solitude. But after some time, he has developed himself, or at least to another step, and then it may be that this can be changed, and then he can live.Involve more in community life or something like that, or in community activity. And for some, And this is not only one way to consider this matter. It depends also on another consideration, the difference of people, even horizontally, not only vertically. Horizontally, people are different by way of tendency, by way of interest, and so on. And this may be effective. This practice may be effective for this person, but it is not effective for another one. It is for this reason also that we cannot say, we cannot make the decision or decide in only one way, that it is so and so. No. For the practice, to develop the development of this person and the other person, different kind of practice may be prescribed also. One monk in the Buddha's time himself, one monk Mekhya, I think some of you might have read this sutta. Venerable Mekhya followed the Buddha, and once the Buddha passed through a forest, and then that monk Mekhya liked that forest very much. And when the Buddha reached the destination, the monk Mekhya came to ask the Buddha for permission to go to stay in that forest. This means that monk Mekhya liked the solitude of the forest. The Buddha did not make the permission. He did not permit the monk Mekhya. The Buddha saw that Mekhya was not prepared for that solitude of the forest. But the Venerable Mekhya asked the Buddha three times because he liked that forest very much, the solitude. At last, the Buddha did not object, and then the monk Mekhya went there. And then after, not after a long time, the Venerable Mekhya developed in himself akusala dhamma. And then he had to come back to the Buddha. And that is a way of developing a person or training one. It is dependent on the difference of individual. Individual differences are very important in the training of people in the Buddhist way. You can see this. Therefore, the Buddha has two qualities concerning the difference of individual. In the Tathagata Parayana, which we call the Thosa Parayana, the ten powers of the Buddha, the ten insights that are powers of the Buddha. There are two jhana or insight or knowledge that concern the differences of individual. The indriya paropariyatta jhana, the insight or knowledge of the difference of the asaya, the something like tendency, interest, and so on among individuals. And the other is the intrapriyopriyatiyan, the difference of the insee, the faculties of the individual. I would like to say the vertical difference and horizontal difference. This means some people have developed themselves up to different stages, some at lower stages and some at higher stages. And for these people, the practices should be different. And then even at the same stage, for those people who develop themselves at the same stage, they are also different. And the Buddha treat them differently also. Even the Arahant, you can see, are different. The aptitude, the aptitude among the Arahant, their interests are different also. Therefore, some Arahant live throughout life in the forest, but some Arahant live among people in society. Even among the Arahant, there are differences. And the Buddha do not object to them. Differences can be conflict, but differences treated rightfully can be the องค์ประกอบที่มาเสริมกันนะ the อะไร things that complete the whole, right? A way of development is to turn differences from conflict into completion. This means differences can cause conflict, but differences that are treated in the right way can complete one another, make a complete whole. The complete whole is made up of different things. And in some people can make services to society through his solitude. And Arahant may live in solitude like the Arahant Mahakasapa. Mahakasapa lived throughout his life in the forest. But that is a way to do service to the society. Without this kind of monk, the society will lack something. But Mahakasapa is not all for Buddhism. We also have other monks like the Venerable Sariputta and Ananta who live in the community among people. And without this kind of Arahant, Buddhism will not be complete also. Therefore, we need the service of different kinds of activity, different way of services. Therefore, both of them are good in one way or another. ไม่ทราบจะชัดพอหรือเปล่า
ชัดมากครับขออนุญาตถามเรื่องศูนย์ตัวท่านเจ้าคุณนะ
ครับ
What was Thun Jokhun's inspiration when he first ordained as a bhikkhu? How have your thoughts and feelings about being a bhikkhu changed throughout your life? And what advice would you give to young bhikkhus?
ต้องช่วยแปลที
เขามีสามข้อคือท่านเจ้าคุณมีแรงดลบันดาลใจที่ทำให้ได้บวชเป็นพระครับครับผมข้อที่สองความคิดและความรู้สึกต่อการเป็นพระได้เปลี่ยนแปลงอย่างไรบ้างในระยะ30-40ปีที่ได้บวชเป็นพระก็ข้อสุดท้ายท่านเจ้าคุณจะมีคนแนะนำแก่พระบวชใหม
่อ๋อครับ
ยังไงบ้างครับ
I ordained first as a novice, very young one. I can say that I almost have no idea of my own. At that time, I was only 12 years old. And I was persuaded by my father and brother because of my ill health. In Thailand, people believe that to ordain is very good to get married and so on. And it is a good way of life. And my brother and elder brother was very much interested in the Dhamma at that time. And he likes me to ordain. And because of ill health, my father and my brother persuaded me that they might believe that if I ordain, I would have better health or something like that. And it is a good way of life, a better way of life. And then on their persuasion, I agree. I think at that time, it might be vague idea or clear idea. I'm not sure. I do not remember much about that event. But I was induced by my father and brother. And then I agree with them. And then I was ordained at the age of 12. But later, I developed in myself, I think I can say, it is the love of the Dhamma. At least the love of the values of the Dhamma. When I see that, oh, the Dhamma is good. It shows the truth. It has a very good thing in it. That we should try to tell to the people as something like that. That is the I think that is the motivation for my work to search into the Dhamma, to search for the principle, or to search what is in the Dhamma, this Dhamma, that Dhamma, and so on, and then to write. Chat for a while. And then for the advice to the young monk, very difficult to advise. But I think if we can develop the love of the Dhamma, it is very good indeed. It can hold us in the sasana, in the Dhamma Vinaya. And to make progress or to do anything that is the teaching of the Buddha, if we love the Dhamma, if we see the value of it, and then it is very important condition or factor for our life in the Dhamma Vinaya. Therefore, I suggest that we develop this love of the Dhamma.
คำถามเรื่องสติปัฏฐานนะครับWould you recommend contemplating mind contents in everyday activity as both Vedana, Citta and Tamas, or stay with one foundation for mindfulness at a time? หมายถึงว่าในการเจริญสติปัฏฐานกรรมฐานเราควรจะกำหนดแต่ฐานใดฐานหนึ่งเช่นกายหรือเวทนาหรือจิตหรือธรรม
หรือควรจะกำหนดตามลำดับหรือว่าเพียงแต่ว่าดูว่าเป็นเวทนาจิตธรรมพร้อมกันหรือข้อคำแนะนำในการเจริญสติปัฏฐาน
This is again based on the individual differences. We can see that for someone at firstAnd we can see this in the teaching of some teachers also, meditation master. They begin in different way because of their preferences and their own experiences. These meditation master develop themselves in such a way because of their own individual differences. Something that, the Kayanupassana should be developed first. At first, you should exclude all other satipatthan and make use only of the Kayanupassana because the object of the Kayanupassana are more concrete, more corporeal, andTherefore, clearer to the observer or something like that. And then those group of teacher prescribe Kayanupassana first. And then we see also the meditation master who prescribe the Vedananupassana first. And they...would say that, Vedana is experienced very clearly. When we practice anything, we have Vedana. Some might say that Vedana is the connection between mind and body. And we canbegin with Vedana as it refers to the body also. And at the same time, it is connecting the body to the mind. And then that meditation master prescribe Vedananupassana first. And another one say,No, you do not have to care for any specific one. Anything arises, anything appear to you, occur to you, contemplate on it. Because this is the way that is most natural, right? We cannot choose, because in our real life,All of them occur to us. In everyday life, you have to experience Kayanupassana, Vedana, movement of the body, and so on. And the Vedana you feel, and then Citta, you have your Citta, my stuff, my content you have. And Dhamma, you also have consideration of some idea. Therefore, all of these are parts of your life, everyday life. Therefore, anything happen,Anything occur, you contemplate on it. And now it is for you to choose, I think. My sap จะพอเป็นเหตุผลชัดนะ
ท่านเจ้าคุณนิมนต์ของพาก่อนครับ
อ๋อไม่ยังไม่รู้สึกหนาวนะ
ครับเดี๋ยว
ตอนนี้ยังสบายนะฮะ
เดี๋ยวจะเป็นหวัด
เลยครับยังไงจะช่วยยังมีไหมครับ
มีนิดหน่อยท่านเจ้าคุณเหนื่อยไหมครับ
ก็ชักเหนื่อยนิดหน่อย
คร
ับ ก็ไม่เป็นไรลองต่ออีกหน่อยก็ได
้ครับไม่เป็นไรท่านเจ้าคุณครับ ก็จะนิมนต์คณะสงฆ์ไปทำวัดเย็นเป็นภาษาอังกฤษถวาย
วันนี้เหร
อครับ
ก็จะเป็นกันเอาตอนนี้เลย
ท่านเจ้าคุณไม่เคยฟัง
ไปฟังนะครับอย่างนั้นผมเป็นฝ่ายฟัง
ครับ
ครับขอบคุณ
We've asked quite a few questions of Tanjokun, and we will have another opportunity. He's a little tired now, so maybe it'd be a nice thing for us to do to do the evening chanting in English for him to listen to, because I don't think he's ever heard it before. So if you'd like to prepare for evening chanting in the English version.